And now for our story. Yesterday we had an exciting time, the receiving of the telegram from Danny in Chicago. And think of it, an order for 200 cases of the health water from Mary's company. But our immediate problem is, did Max and his crew at the bottling works complete their job last night for that rush order from Chicago? And what about that quarrel between Max and Benjamin Carter? We pick up our story at the bottling works the next day.
All right, come on, come on, hurry up there, come on. Hey, hey, pop on that last cork there, Daddy. Hurry up with that last label, come on, shoot it down the belt. All right, there we go. Careful now, Daddy, careful, careful. We don't want to break any bottles now. That's the very last one we got left, you know.
There goes
that
cork, Max. We got it.
Max, I can't lick another label. I'll die if I do.
By old gumshoe. Say, didn't I tell you to use a sponge when your tongue got sore?
Oh, I did, but a sponge takes too much time. And you were punishing me all night long, Max. I can hardly...
Go on, John. You ain't a sissy.
I tell you, John, you're getting old.
He says I'm getting old. Why, I'll show you, Methuselah. I'll lick the labels on that last case of bottles if it kills.
That won't be hard to do. He never was a good licker anyway.
Well, you go mind your business, Bradford. Oh, gee, that's awful cheapy glue. It's a wonder they wouldn't flavor it.
Well, does everything look all right, Max?
Oh, swell elegant, sir. Boy, we're almost through.
Well, I guess you can spare me for a few minutes. Huh? I must rush home and see how the baby's
Oh, gone. Sure, sure. But get right back here. You know, okay. We got to have the president around. You seem to be the only one that can make all things go at once around here.
All right, I'll be right back.
There, how are you coming, John?
There, the very last label. And I don't care if I don't lick another thing so long as I live.
There.
Not even a postage stamp.
What do you know? Well, boys, it's all done. Shut down the power room. Hooray, boys, we're all through. 200 cases of the best water in the world. 200 cases of joy and happiness. All right, all together, boys.
Oh, boy. That's that. Yeah. 34 hours of work without a job. Oh, boy. That's more work than I've done in years.
Damn, Danny, that's more work than you've ever done in all your life. Say, where'd John Fowler go to? He was only here a minute ago.
He likely went out to stick his tongue in cold water. I take cap in the bottles any day to lick and label. Yeah. Makes my tongue sore to think of it.
Yeah. Well, listen, the job ain't done yet. You know, we got to get that stuff down the depot for the night train. And we ain't got no time to spare, either.
Oh, sure. Gosh, Max. Look at that big pile of cases.
Yeah.
200, an awful lot of cases you put a man in, you know.
That ain't nothing. That's only our first order. Where do we get this stuff advertised all over the nation? Just think of that. Stratford Springs Health Water. Boy, oh, boys, they will send out 2 or 3 loads like this every day. Maybe a dozen loads like this.
Hey, you hoodlum. I thought you said we had to get this stuff to the station right away.
Well, sure, that's it. Now we got to get it hauled. Let's see. Say, where's Rube, huh?
Rube, what's you want Rube for?
Well, he's got to put the wheel on his taxi cab and start hauling this stuff down to the station. Oh, Rube! Hey, Rube! Oh, boy, just what I thought. Sound asleep. Just the minute I told him to stop the motor, he plops down in a back seat. Hey, Rube, wake up. Hey, we got more work to do. Oh.
Hey, we can't wake him up, man. We let the building burn down first.
Yeah, well, what are we going to do about this, Daddy? Now, listen, we can't stop now. We got to get this stuff down the train.
Yeah, what's the matter with you, Max? You can't haul 200 cases in that taxi cab to the station. It'd take all night.
No, it wouldn't. Now, listen. How many cases could we haul in at one time, huh?
No, let's see.
Well, now, let me see. Maybe about 5, yeah. Huh? Hey, we roll Rube out of there, and we could put in about 5 cases in the back seat each trip, huh?
Yeah, but that'd take too long. We'd miss the train.
No, we wouldn't. Let's see. How many trips we'd have to make, huh?
Let's see. I can't figure with this snoring around here. 5 huh? into 200. 5 into 20 is...
Yeah.
4. 5 into... Oh, is my arithmetic would be all right if he didn't snore that way. No, it's
well,
just 4
on,
trips.
Now, get with it. What? 4 trips? Oh, Daddy, you must be nuts. Why, even I can see that.
Well, listen. Then it's 40 trips.
Well,
Yeah, I guess it's 40 trips.
Oh, 40 trips. Oh, that's a bunch of trips. How much time we got before train time?
I'm back 2 hours.
2 hours? Mm-hmm. 40 trips in 2 hours. Boy, we got to load and unload them and haul them 5 blocks. Oh, listen, Daddy, we can't do it. We can't do it.
I'm afraid not, Mac.
Oh, say, this is terrible. We got the job all done, and we can't get to the train. But we got to get it out, Daddy. We got to get it out. Yeah. Hey, where's the old noodle? Come on.
But we got nothing else to haul it in. Listen, we sort of kind of take your car.
Huh? Take my car? Say, what do you want to do? You want to ruin it? Hauling cases of stuff in it?
Yeah, but don't you want to get this stuff to the station? Think of all Danny's work and hours and all last night.
I
wouldn't work another night through for the love of money.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We got to find a way. Maybe we ought to call Mary, huh?
Yeah, we ain't got much time.
Hey, what are you two doing there? Just gabbing?
Oh, say, come here, John. Now, listen, we're in an awful jam. Mm-hmm. We got no way to get this stuff down to the station. And we only got 2 hours to do it in. What are we going to do?
I thought about that, too.
No, you thought about it. Yeah. And I suppose you got some crackpot idea to leave us off the track, huh?
Why, to be sure, I did get an idea. I remembered we had a truck available we were using over on the new hotel. So I went over and told my man to drive over and take on this load. And he's got a couple of helpers, too.
What?
No, they're coming now.
What do you know?
What's backing up on us?
Oh, listen, John, you're a wonder.
Oh, yes.
Boy, I'll tell you, this had a stump, but you sure fixed it up all right. Now, come on, hurry up, boys. Come on, get that load on the truck. You know, we can't miss that 7:15 tonight. Boy, that's sure using your head, John.
Yes.
Why don't you do that sometime, Daddy, huh?
Yes,
hey, what was
idea.
The matter with yours a minute ago? Sorry, it's got to have an accident happen once in a while, don't he? He don't know he's alive anymore.
Now, listen, quit the doting. Hey, you know what? Yes. We got to celebrate. Say, where's Mary? Yes, she said she'd be back right away.
Call me, here I am. What is this?
Good. Say, where'd you come from? Oh, and you brought Phyllis, too. Well, swell.
Oh, Max. Oh, this will mean a lot to Danny, won't it?
Oh, you're asking me? Say, listen, Danny's the biggest little guy in the world right now, and Max Tilly says so.
Oh, I'm so happy. At last, Danny's having his chance.
Say, why don't you speak to your old father-in-law here? Boy, he's worked like a donkey all night, putting the caps on the bottles. John Fowler there, his tongue's so sore from licking labels, he can't eat.
Oh, I think they're all men to be proud of. I think they're all grand. Here, I want to kiss every one of you.
Oh. Oh,
hey, that's my kid.
Well, we better hurry now and get this down to depot. Maybe these men need some help.
Oh, help? Nothing. Say, we got a job to do. Hey, where's the very first case that you bottled, Daddy?
Sure.
Get it before they bury it under that hole.
Sure, I'll get it, Max. I know right where it is. Way over there on the end by the wall.
All right, well, now open the case and take out a bottle.
Oh, what is all this, Max? We're just holding up the loading.
Hey, listen, Mary. Can we send this load out without launching it?
What do you mean, Max?
Well, I mean launching it, like they do with battleships and buildings and movie stars and everything. You know, break a bottle over their heads and say, here's mud in your eyes, old boy. Good luck to you.
Oh, that's fine, Max. Let's do it, Mary. And I'll write and tell Danny all about it.
Oh. Break a bottle over my head? Well, I guess not. I might not get launched then. But we can drink a toast to the success of our new enterprise.
Oh, that'll be fine.
That's a clever idea. Here's a bottle from the very first case we bottled.
Well, swell. Say, how's it? All right, Daddy?
Oh, sure. Why wouldn't it be?
Now, let's drink to our first order for the Stratford Springs Corporation and the assured success of the new hotel.
Oh, grand, yes. Oh, we'll have to hurry. Max, you're master of ceremonies.
Well, and I'm holder of the bottle.
Oh, I'm so happy, Max. And to think my own Danny did it all himself.
Your own Danny? Say, that young hunch was watching my
Now, time. Don't try to brag, Stratford. It wasn't your help that Danny sold the order.
Oh, no. We're happy. So, let's launch the order in the right spirit. You open the bottle.
We got no glasses.
How are we going to drink it?
Oh, well, that's all right. Listen, we'll drink it out of the bottle. That isn't the first time. I've done that before.
Bet you have food.
With a nipple on it.
Well, who gets the first drink?
I suppose you want it.
Well, being Danny's wife, I don't see why.
No, now, wait a minute. Now, Mary gets the first drink. She's the president. And Phyllis gets the next drink because she's the guest of honor and Danny's wife. And then we'll just go down the line and everybody will get a swig.
Including me?
Oh,
hi, guys.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Boy, Scott, you almost missed out on a big celebration. We're going to launch Mary.
Launch Mary?
Yeah.
Well, that's a new one on me, but let her go. Cut away the lines. We'll steady the helm.
Well, here goes. Help me hold the bottle. Yeah. First drink and success to our company.
Good luck.
Success. That's good in your eye. You're next, fellas.
I'm not used to drinking out of a bottle.
Well, you're going to get used to it, boy. We're all going to drink.
Oh, you're all acting like I was champagne or something. And it's just spring water.
Yeah, that's right.
Mary, darling. Hey, what's wrong?
Well, catch her. She's fainted.
Wait, Mary, what's wrong here?
Hey, look out.
Mary fainted. What happened? Why, it was only a moment before that she was laughing and gay, celebrating her launching, as Max called it. And then suddenly, she fainted away. What happened to Mary Southern that last moment of this gay celebration in honor of her company's first order? Nobody seemed to know. And all we know is that we shall hear more about what suddenly happened when The Life of Mary Southern returns to you Monday, presented by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.